President.
Just want to say welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Where are you?
I'm having lunch.
Francis?
I'm having lunch with George Shultz.
Oh, good.
Over at Treasury.
Oh, fine.
And I think we've settled the Vietnam part of this thing and the Laos part.
Good.
And both of those, we are better off than we were with the original agreement.
Henry, that's good.
And it, in the first week of June when we publish this.
You can do some briefing, I would hope, on Tuesday. I think it would be very helpful if you could.
I could do some briefing, Mr. President, on your Reykjavik visit. Your visit with Pompidou.
Well, and also the upcoming summit, maybe a little...
And the summit, and I can create a little impression of the Vietnam negotiation.
And say that we've made progress, but that we can't announce yet, huh?
Right.
I think it'd be very helpful, you know. But we'll talk about that later.
Right. But it's really going...
Right.
It went...
Now, don't get back to Washington and let your morale get down now, Henry.
No, Mr. President, my morale is fine. And I told Lee, I said, you know, you read a lot of stuff. We'll take the Congress 4 weeks to organize if we do something. And you know what we did in 2 weeks last December.
Yeah, that shook him.
So
as you know, we got out, I thought, a very good paper this week on this.
I thought it was important, and I think it puts the whole thing in perspective.
And it drives the lips up the wall, but we had to do it. We've got to put this national security issue out there where it belongs.
And we have to staunch the hemorrhage.